And of course, it's another edition of Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Thank you to Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you, as per always, for sponsoring this program. We really appreciate it. My guest this afternoon is ready. Let me make sure everything's okay. Let me make sure. Yes. Okay. Great. Yeah. Okay. We good. My guest this afternoon joins me via the internet. She goes by the name of Miss Jancel Marta Thomas. Jancel, thank you so much. Making sure that the audio is right. Let me say something. Yeah.
Hi.
All right. Good. Yes. So we good. Jancel, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on Youth Unplugged this afternoon. You know, you're the company founder and manager at Healthy Strands. So we're going to be talking about Healthy Strands because I see your hair looking all nice and things. So I know you're going to be talking about hair this afternoon. I'm excited because, you know, man's already going bald, you know, at this young age, yeah, you know. But we'll talk about that a little more. Jancel, tell us a little bit more about who Jancel is.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jancel Marta Thomas. I am 1 in 12. So I have 7 brothers.
1 in 12?
4 sisters. Yeah, I'm number 7.
Oh, lucky number 7. Yeah, that's very lucky. Very lucky number 7. Wow, what is it like being raised with so many people in your family?
It's amazing. That's a lot of perspectives to deal with, but it is very, very for us, family is everything. So that's one of the most important things about me. Also, I am a very God-fearing individual, and also something important about me, I'm also a teacher.
Oh, wow. But before we even dive into that, let's talk about this being in part of this very large family. What were the dynamics like, especially you being, I guess, technically smack down in the middle? No, not really, but, you know, what was it like? What was the dynamics like growing up?
I have a lot of brothers.
Ah.
So you get the overprotectiveness. I'm accustomed to that. And I have a very strong family base in that my mother and my father, all of us are same mother and same father. So we grew up in the same household, knowing, you know, each other, sleeping together and stuff like that. So it's just, it's a lot of unity and understanding personalities.
When you grew up and you left the house, what was it like with less noise around? Did you get used to being the quiet, or did you miss the noise? Like, oh, I miss my brother troubling me. And I got it.
But to be honest, when I actually studied in Trinidad for 4 years, and it was a bit different. I was still on a dorm, but being alone, kind of without the persons that I am accustomed to, I was getting extremely homesick. So every now and then, persons would always see me in St. Lucia and be like, what you doing in St. Lucia? Aren't you supposed to be at school? My father would send for me on weekends every now and then once I feel that homesick. He used to give me headaches. I even reached hospital once to show you how bad it was for me. Wow. So I'm really accustomed to having my family around me, and the values that I know from learning from my parents, it has grown me to what I am today.
That's pretty amazing. You said you studied in Trinidad. What were your degree in?
Marketing.
In marketing. All right. I guess that's where we're going to be talking about Healthy Strands. I still don't want to touch on that. It's too soon. It's too soon. We will get to that. But what were you like at secondary school? What secondary school did you go to? What did you pursue at secondary school in terms of sports? Were you into that kind of thing, or were you just pure academics?
Okay, so, well, for me, when I started at secondary, I went to the St. Joseph's Convent Secondary School, and I kind of was interested in sports in the beginning, but towards the end, I was more looking at business. I really liked, I grabbed onto the business subjects, and this is why I was able to fit in so easily in the business world.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. At St. Joseph's Convent, did you have a kind of career path in mind? I know it's probably changed, but was there anything specific that you wanted to do at that time?
To be honest, I always like innovation, stuff that is different. So I always had that at the back of my mind. But anything business-related really pokes my interest.
That's amazing. And, of course, you're a teacher. How did that happen?
It happened. It just happened. It wasn't on the list of things to do. But trust me, it happened. And it's one of the best gifts, I think, that I was given in terms of my life path and the journey that I'm on. I think it taught me a lot. It's allowed me to be here today because I'm normally a shy person. I remember when I was young, I went to an interview and the first thing that I told the employer is that I'm shy. And he's like, no, we can't have shy people here.
Wow. So, that was the end of the interview.
Being a teacher now, it kind of taught me to speak out, to be able to express myself, express my vision, and also knowing that I have young kids looking up to me and seeing what I'm doing. It also helped me to ensure that whatever I do, say, act, especially in public and in my private life, it's in the right standing so that whoever is looking on, like my students are always looking on, they can get something that would shed light on their future also.
True. What subject do you teach, or do you teach at a primary school where you do the whole broad spectrum?
No, I'm at secondary school.
Okay.
I'm at entry for secondary school.
And let me guess, you teach POB. I was just about to say that. I was like, you must be teaching POB or something like that. Yeah, that's expected.
Yeah, so I teach these subjects at the entry for secondary school. So EDP, MOA, and those subjects.
Sorry. I didn't have these subjects at my school, so I only know POB. So forgive me. Forgive me.
Yes.
Yo, that must be, and I mean, coming from a background with so many siblings, I guess it assisted you in becoming a teacher and having to deal with the different personalities and you know, people around you, the students around you. True or false?
Yes, it does. And also, I have a sister who's naturally my older sister. She's a natural teacher. That's what we call it because she used to do it from small and she's a teacher. So I learned a lot from her in terms of articulating my voice and how to deal with the students. So my sister taught me. So there's three of us in the family who are teachers at three different schools.
That's amazing. And I guess your parents did a very good job. So kudos to your parents for raising so many of you guys. Let's talk about what we're here for. We're going right into the business and what you like to talk about the most. What is Healthy Strands before we even go into that? What is Healthy Strands?
Okay. So Healthy Strands is one of the haircut companies on the island, St. Lucia. We use a lot of natural products to create our hair care line.
How did it come about?
Okay, so being a teacher at the Entry Secondary School, we had to, you know, junior achievers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was the president.
So I was in charge of junior achievers at the school, and we were looking for ideas in terms of different products that we can do, but we kind of hit a rock at a wall at time, because I had an idea for the students, and it really it was a cosmetic idea, a shampoo, and they were like, you cannot do it because they're only looking at certain things in terms of being judged for the regionals. So I say, you know what, I have this idea, so what do I do with it? So I was like, you know what, let me just put it into action right away. So I call up a friend of mine and I was like, hey, you know what, let's try to do something with this, because she had a shea butter doing, and I was like, you know what, let's come together and do start off something to see where it goes. And so the idea was a cactus shampoo, and it was something that I was already using in my hair before, and persons were always commenting on the volume of my hair and how it looks so black and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, I need the persons out there to at least experience that. And to be honest, I really didn't have a number to say, okay, I hope it will go this way or that way, but it kind of exceeded my expectations, to say the least.
That's pretty amazing. So let's talk about your first experience when you bottled your first product and you're like, okay, I'm ready to sell.
It was more for me, to be honest, if I have to do it again, there are so many mistakes that I have made that I would do differently in terms of labeling and ensuring that everything is from the get-go, right? So now I could instruct other small businesses on how to go about starting up. But being ready to sell, what I did first, to be honest, is I tested out the Facebook where you know you could sell 758 investments. Mm-hmm. So I posted something on there, and I wasn't expecting to get a response, but about 15 persons were interested in the first sale. So it kind of was like, wow. So I had to go and then, okay, let me get this together and then everything. And then provided them with the product for the first time. And May 23rd, 2018 was the first day that we did our first sale.
Wow.
And it has never stopped.
Wow, yeah. Wow. So your anniversary is of your first sale is coming up in actually, what, 2 days?
Yes, it'll be 3 days.
Three years old. That's amazing. What kind of testimonies have you gotten from people who have used your product that makes you say, you know what, I'm doing something good?
The results, even up to today, has been so sometimes overwhelming, because persons will be like, I've tried everything and I try your product and it's amazing. And I have persons, one of the most important parts of my company, one of the pillars, I would say, is those loyal customers who started with me and they're not going anywhere because they know this works for my hair and this is what I'm going to use. And they also have been telling other persons, and the business literally grow on word of mouth in terms of that person telling somebody else. So the testimonials has been really, really something that drives the business. It's something that anybody could come on our Instagram, Facebook, and see the responses and be able to want to try just based on the experience of one of our customers.
Let's talk about your product line and what are they for specifically. I'm not sure how many of the products that you have. First of all, that probably should be the first question. How many products do you have?
Right now, when I last checked, we had about 27 different products.
Oh my goodness. So, I was thinking that you would say like 5 or 3. 20. Let's run through them and let's talk about what are they for.
Okay, so we have, let me just tell you the different categories. So we have the hair butters and the moisturizers. And under that line, we have the shea butter. We have the mango and shea moisturizer. We have kids shea butters and moisturizers also. So everything that we have for adults, we also have for the kids. We have the oils and the spray mixtures, which is the hair growth oil mixture, which is one of our best-selling products. It has been on the line from inception, and there's never been, it always has been something I have to have enough of or always run out of.
Mm.
Okay, so I've been producing this one in large amounts. We have the cactus and aloe shampoo and conditioner, the cactus rinse, which is the one that I also started with, and it's still on the line and very effective for volume. We have the comeback edges, which is one which is very popular because, you know, the ladies sometimes put in the weaves and stuff and the edges tend to go. So they use the comeback edges and it's very, very popular with St. Lucian women. We have pumpkin deep conditioner.
Mm.
We have aloe deep conditioner. Moringa, we have a moringa line also. Bentonite clay, we use it as a mask for the hair.
A mask African for the hair?
Soap. Yeah, a mask.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have flaxseed curl definers. And we just launched another twisting cream, which is a mix of shea butter and aloe gel. So it's a lot. And with the hair accessories, we have the double-sided bonnets. We have the edge wraps. So, and we'll be getting some more products to add to that aspect of the line also.
That's pretty amazing. Now, especially the fact that you do a lot of natural products, or your products are, you know, predominantly natural. What are some of the challenges that you are faced with, you know, procuring the ingredients for creating your products? I know. I know. That's a big question. I can see it on your face there.
We do have issues in getting, because we use 100% natural stuff like shea butter, mango butter. So when you order those stuff and you have to be waiting and your customer's messaging you when you're getting this and when you're getting that, it's kind of, well, not on your part, because you know you do your inventory and ensure that you're having the stuff coming in at a certain time. But when there's this backlog of orders on the company, shipping company's end, it kind of gives you a little, like, seriously, I have a business to run, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So we have these challenges, hoping that Telusha would eventually get to the point where small businesses can get all the raw materials right here. But for now, we order some of the raw materials, and we would get some here in terms of the oils and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing. What would you say is your best seller?
The best seller so far is the hair growth oil mixture.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because as you can see, I don't know if you can see the top of my head, you need a little shoving happening there. So,
yes. So the hair growth oil mixture is a mixture of oils, hair growth oils, and vitamin, what I call vitamin water. To be honest, where did I get the idea? It was just what I know worked for me and a little bit of an inspiration. And then from the time I have put that out to the first customer, it just went off. There are times when I would have to make in the hundreds, especially for when I'm going down to Beaufort. It would sell out in no time. So it has been a product which I am kind of watching, like, yo, this is seriously a serious product. If I don't have to sell anything else, the hair growth oil mixture is something that the customers will demand of me.
So as the name says, hair growth, can it facilitate actual hair growth?
Yes, it have. And I have gotten the emails and the text messages on my phone. I just started using the hair growth oil mixture, and in 1 week I see this, and they would send those pictures and I would put it together. So in inception of the business, I'm doing a different style of marketing now. But when I just started, for persons to understand what we're doing, I used to have a lot of persons sending me the pictures of their progress.
Right.
So this is how I started, and this is how my hair is now. So a lot of persons have joined or have become loyal customers because of what they saw happen for other persons and is happening for them. So it's not just stuff that we say, it's actual results.
Nice. And the thing I like about this the most is these products are things that you probably grew up on, or things that you created on your own. I'm still trying to figure out how do you come up with your formulas? Like, I know you say a little bit of a divine inspiration, but how do you get your formulas to know that it is the right mixture?
Okay, so the formulas, it's anything that I put out there, I must do it on myself first and see amazing results. No results that I feel like, okay, it could be better, would go out there. Mm. It have to be like, okay, I use it on my hair and I go in town, I go somewhere, because it's like, okay, what do you have? How do your hair look like this? Why do you use this, etc.? So once I note that I'm using something, especially new stuff that I have done that is not there as yet, and persons are asking about it, then I'd be like, hey, I need to put this together. But also, divine inspiration is it's the driving force, one of the pillars of the business, because I would hear this and I would get this vision and how everything would mix together. And as soon as I put it together and test it, because I have some persons that I would give samples, etc. We usually do that. Once we do a new product, we say, okay, hey, we're giving away these samples. And the response is based on the samples, would tell me, hey, you need to put this out. So a lot of divine inspiration, and also my customers, the persons who have used the samples, would tell me, hey, put it out there.
That's pretty amazing. In terms of the business, how when you compare to 3 years ago, to when you just launched your first product, to now having a line of over 20 something products, how have you measured your success? Can you say that yes, this is successful? You could do more, or are you just satisfied, or are you where you're supposed to be?
To be honest, I'm happy you asked me that question, because I have a little secret
which we announced towards the end of the show.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. No problem. Yes. In terms of success, we have been very extremely successful, because starting off with just 15 customers in the first week, and then that multiplying by three in the second, and then going on like that, I have never had a chance to say, okay, I am not doing it. Even when I traveled, I would have to ensure that I have products there and somebody to do the delivery during the summertime so that I ensure that my customers have. So I know there is a customer base relying on the products, and every single day, there's not one day that I don't get a message from somebody saying, hey, this is the issue that I'm having. How can your products help, etc.? So it has been amazing success, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah, we discussed one of the issues, you know, with sourcing materials earlier on. But are there any specific issues that, you know, you are able to overcome as per any business that you may want to share?
I think one of the issues small businesses are having, and I'm hoping to eventually be able to facilitate them on that discussion, knowing how to start off a successful small business and maintaining it in terms of doing everything on your own in terms of marketing, HR, finance, everything in which links with ensuring that your business is successful. I think this is something that persons would have had an issue with, but with my background, I'm able to use what I know and do a lot of research and able to overcome challenges that come my way in being able to run a small business myself.
That's pretty amazing. And I mean, this is pretty good. What about export? Have you ever considered exporting your products overseas? With that smile on your face, I know that's like, boy, I have a big clientele overseas. Let's talk about outside of Saint Lucia.
We actually do. And we have been getting the messages every day. When are you going to be exporting to Saint Vincent? What about Grenada? What about Trinidad? And a lot of friends from Tobago would message me and say, hey, Jansen, when I'm sending this over here. So they're hearing about the great results and they want to see it for themselves also. So we're working on exports. It's something that is very in the very close future, but we want to do it right because we want to ensure that when we're doing it, we're not charging the customers too much to get the product from St. Lucia to wherever they are. So we're having talks with companies like I'm supposed to have a meeting with Swiftpak next week to know their rates and, you know, how they can facilitate the company in exporting.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, this is like, I tell you, if you need another guinea pig, please, you know, I'm more than willing to be a guinea pig for this. Apart from your healthy strands, have you ever considered branching out into something else outside of the healthcare or, you know, the hair care industry, or are you comfortable in that area?
So it's not just Healthy Strands right now because I'm also teaching, which I'm very passionate about. But there is also another aspect that I will be branching off, and hopefully we can maybe discuss it on another show. I'm hoping to partner with somebody else who does confidence or coaching, life coaching, and we're hoping to target the small businesses in St. Lucia in helping them understand how to start this small business until their launch date, in terms of everything that they need to do to ensure that they're social media ready and ready to just face the world of being an entrepreneur that we know we have a lot of in St. Lucia. So I'm hoping to revitalize my marketing company because I already have launched a marketing company before, but I used to focus on more selling vehicles, which I was very excited in doing. But I felt it wasn't close to me as, you know, something like a product. So now I'm hoping to use the experience that I have in marketing and my degree also to help other small businesses to start off theirs and be as successful or more successful than me.
That's pretty amazing. It's always good to give back to small businesses. And like you rightfully said, when people go into a business, you have to do your own HR, your own accounting, your own marketing, and it kind of gets overwhelming. And I mean, I speak, you know, firsthand about that. So I definitely know some of those challenges. So kudos to you. And definitely looking forward to seeing you doing that workshop. Now, I know when it comes on to doing those workshops, women like to do stuff and say, this is for women empowerment. But they have guys too. Because let me tell you, I see some of these, you know, seminars get towards women in small business, and I'm like, I should go, but like I'm trying to figure out how I can get in. But you know, so kudos to you for that, and we're definitely looking forward to you launching that particular stuff. But you said you used to sell cars, and now you—I mean, you must be really have a passion for marketing on a whole.
I love it.
You do your healthy strands, but I am getting this vibe that marketing is really your first love.
Yes, that's where my heart is at, to be honest. Being able to be innovative and to understand what persons are looking for and to fulfill that need, it's amazing. So I really, really enjoyed. Sometimes I used to have to go on the wharf with the customers just for them to see something like what they would want. So it was really an amazing job. And I'm hoping in terms of the marketing, it's very wide. So this is why I'm gonna be doing the small business seminars where persons can learn and be able to enjoy entrepreneurship like I do.
What are three tips that you can live to small entrepreneurs? Three tips that you can to assist small business people in getting their business right.
Okay. So I'm not going to go in depth with all of them, but just going to be very straightforward with some of the things that have helped me. And I know that there's somebody out there who would take those tips and run with it. In terms of their social media presence, ensure that you have a very strong social media presence and the pictures that you post, everything that you post, ensure that it is quality.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, know your value. So in pricing, ensure that you price for your intellect, your brain. So whatever mm-hmm. you put into the business, ensure that you're pricing to get that back out. And finally, go for it.
I like that. Simple. Just go for it. For it. That's amazing. Jansel, I know earlier on that you said you have a big announcement. I could see that big smile on your face, that it's something amazing. I'm almost tempted to ask you to release it now. Or should I ask, maybe to as an onset to that that big reveal, I'm going to ask this question. Yeah. Where do you see Healthy Strands in the next 2 years? 5 years is too far. Let's say the next 2 years.
Okay, in the next 2 years, I see us having about at least three locations around St. Lucia, retail outlets, and not just any type of experience. We want the high-end experience where persons can come in and get consultations on what products they should use for their hair, where they could track their hair progress journey and all of that. So in the next 2 years, I'm hoping that we could open up at least have stores around the island.
Is there something you want to tell us? Because I can see the look.
Finally, I would like everybody to know that we'll be opening up our first store after 3 years, our very first store, retail outlet in Castries, and that will be available and open by June 1st. So as soon as we leave the 3 year mark, we're starting the fourth year with a bang. So June 1st, 2021, we will be available. And what we do now, I know you didn't ask that question, but we do orders online, and it has been so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Persons have been collecting at different salons or coming to me when I was out of school to collect by the square and all. So my customers has been through it. And I know I put out something asking them, hey, should I open a store? And there's like 100% yes. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to let them know that we will have a store available open June 1st, so there's no more wondering where they could get the products. They could walk in at any time and have the products available to them.
Are you going to be doing the whole experience one time, or is that going to be a later on addition where people could have a whole full-on consultation at the location?
Okay, so we're going to be starting off with appointments for the consultation aspect. But in terms of coming in to see the products, to be able to interact with the products and know, okay, this is what's in there and this is what it is for, etc., that experience would be available from the onset. So we're looking for the modern store type of vibe and very high-end. So we're hoping that that experience is what we bring to our customers and that they are very pleased with what we produce for them because they deserve it.
Jansel, well, we want to wish you all the best in that endeavor. I'm super excited. I've never used your product before, but I'm excited to come to your location. So kudos to you. Please, as we close off the interview this afternoon, please give people your Instagram handles, your Facebook address, all of that information and how people can get in contact with you.
Okay, so our Instagram is HealthyStrands758, Facebook HealthyStrands758. We have WhatsApp 519-6097, so they could reach out to us anytime and they would get in touch with us to speak about the products and what they should be using on their hair. These are the locations they could get us right now. And as soon as we have the launch address, we'll be posting it online, so they should follow us so they can know exactly where we're located and when they could pop in.
Jansel Marta Thomas, thank you so much for joining us on our show, and we wish you nothing but the best. Especially, I'm looking forward to the workshops that you'll be doing for young businesses, young entrepreneurs. I think that is very much needed in our today's society. So kudos to you for doing that. And once again, like I said, we wish you all the best, and thank you for joining us on Youth Unplugged.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Youth Unplugged, of course, is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.